Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of Fan After Dark. I'll tell you what, maybe I'm a little bit biased, but that was one of the better Cowboy crosstalks I know I've certainly heard in quite some time. Again, I might be just a smidge biased. Shout out to our boy Nate Newton, Bobby Belts, and of course the one, the only... the only phenom I will recognize until further notice, the one, the only Mr. Blake Elliott, who may be the hardest working man in radio today, en route from the Star in Frisco. You just heard him for the last hour doing his thing. He's en route to Lakeside 12377 Merritt Drive here in the DF Dub. Mr. Blake Elliott. Blake, what a performance, if I do say so myself.
Can you hear me? Am I good?
No, Blake, I can't hear you. Go ahead. Keep talking.
I just want to say thank you to all my family for getting me to this opportunity. Thank you for Fred Davis for allowing me to be on this beautiful radio station. It's a blessed day to be alive, a busy day, and I will be there in 20 minutes.
Outstanding, outstanding. You know, I'm getting fatties on the phone vibes. Did you want to ask me how I'm doing first before you jump into whatever your take is?
Yeah, how are you doing? Long-time listener,
yeah.
Second-time caller. Just wanted to give my opinion on the Dallas Stars since we didn't talk about them enough yesterday.
No, we didn't.
But no, I will say, definitely was nervous in the first segment because, you know, didn't want to mess up the Cowboys crosstalk flow.
Right.
And then Bobby hit me on the leg and, like, motioned me to ask a question. I was like, okay. And then we got in, and I thought it was a great Cowboys crosstalk. Antoine was phenomenal.
No, he absolutely was. And a lot of good input, a lot of good feedback. And I thought, and of course, we'll talk a little bit about what our boy Nate Newton had to say because I thought he had some interesting thoughts about this Cowboys-Chiefs game. We are less than 24 hours away from the big Thanksgiving Day matchup between this Kansas City Chiefs football team along with your Dallas Cowboys. And I thought it was interesting. By the way, real quick, I'm Fred Davis. That's our boy Blake Elliott. Again, en route. If he sounds a little bit different than usual, it's because he just came from Cowboys Crosstalk. En route, please obey the speed limit, Mr. Blake Elliott. We know you will. By the way, real quick, before we introduce who's behind the glass on the 1-2s, and threes, and once again, he's in the glass again today. Do we still have the smell in the whip?
So not as pungent.
Okay. Okay.
But I will say I do get hints of it. I do get whiffs and wafts.
Yeah.
Wafts. But not as pungent.
Mm.
You like my words?
Mm. I tell you what, your words never disappoint, Blake. Never disappoint, I must say.
I try my best. I don't know if people saw, but I put on my Instagram story the clip of us saying what I said.
Yeah.
And I probably already had 10 people send it back to me saying, like, what are y'all doing on the station? In a good way, like, what are y'all talking about?
We're talking about picks. I mean, that's what we're talking about. I mean, we made it very clear. So, you know, look, just because the delivery might be a little bit different than what maybe folks are used to, okay, don't ignore the message, all right? Don't ignore.
Fun, right? It's kind of, this is fun. This is kind of like our phone calls that we have during the day.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Broadcast it to everybody.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we got our boy Blake Elliott en route, traveling here to the station after a very insightful Cowboys crosstalk. But let's introduce the gentleman in the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s, rocking his WNBA hat. We'll ask him what he thinks about our girl Fudd going number one to the Dallas Wings. But we'll save that for the 10 o'clock hour. Mr. the khakiest of the khaki, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. I'm happy to announce that because you live with your girlfriend, I'm guessing that you got the invite to said girlfriend's house a lot earlier than Degenerate Jake did.
We probably planned this like a month or so ago.
Mm.
So, but we did get a call today from my dad who was like, hey, invite still stands. Because a couple of days ago, he was like, hey, I don't think we're going to be able to go down the Granberry.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, it's all good. We just want to throw the invite.
Right.
He calls today, and he's like, hey, invite still stands. And I was
good
like, of course
him.
It does.
What happened with Daddy Walker to where he had to come back and say, look, you know what? Let's go ahead and get that invite after all.
I actually didn't ask. what he probably did was ask his wife.
Yeah.
And then he was like, and then she was like, yeah, why don't we go?
I ain't cooking.
And he was like, okay, all right, then we'll go. I didn't ask the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So.
What is, do we know what Daddy Walker's bringing for a side tomorrow?
He did ask. He said, what do we bring?
That's what I'm talking about.
And then,
true champion right there. He knows the gig.
We was like, hey, you know, bring whatever you want, because her mom didn't give any specific instructions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we was like, hey, always good to bring wine. Can never
okay,
go wrong with
that's
some wine.
True.
So we were like, wine, drinks, whatever.
Rolls.
Well, so we told my brother to bring the rolls.
Okay.
So
okay.
He was like, I'm not really balling like that. I was like, just go get rolls. So.
Okay, let's go ahead and turn Blake down. It sounds like he's in a wind tunnel right now. So Fatty's on the phone, apparently. Again, Blake Elliott, new to this entire calling on the phone thing. Now I know what you guys go through on Friday nights when I would call in. With my high school football updates. So we've got the one, the
my
only
bad.
Blake Elliott.
I connected my car.
To the Bluetooth.
CarPlay.
Kind of figured.
And you probably get hair worse. So I had myself on mute while y'all were talking. So I'll just keep myself on mute. Don't worry about me. I'll just interject every once in a while.
Please do. Please do. We expect nothing less out of one Mr. Blake Elliott. All right. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Look, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Now, we're going to get to plenty of Chiefs and Cowboys conversation, and while I was sitting there listening to Cowboys Crosstalk, like I said, a great rendition of it. Again, shout out to everybody that was a part of that just now. I was breaking down some stats, and again, when you look at these two teams and you look at how they're broken down and just kind of how they're configured, and look, we're not and as Nate Newton pointed out so eloquently, yes. Are they coming from very different places over the last 7-8 years? Yes, they are. But taking this team, these two teams in a vacuum in 2025, defense notwithstanding, the similarities are quite eye-opening when you take a look at it. So we're going to break a little bit of that down in the next segment. And I've got one stat in particular that you can say you heard it from the fan after dark. As Blake likes to say, we just want to make you more intelligent around your friends. And this is more important for you folks tomorrow when you're talking to that know-it-all uncle or that know-it-all nephew or that know-it-all cousin who, you know, just because he looks at TikTok every hour of the day and has some, you know, jamoke that thinks he knows everything about football. Let me tell you something. We're going to break it down for you so that way a few nugs. Now, these are sports nugs. Whatever nugs you indulge in tomorrow is certainly up to you, because we all know everybody likes to indulge in a nug or two on that walk around the block before you indulge in whatever Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
What?
When you say a nug, are you talking about a nugget?
That's what I mean a nug to be, yeah.
Dude, who eats a nugget on Thanksgiving?
Again, you've clearly taken what I've said and taking it too literally.
Okay. As long as you're talking about the same kind of nugget.
Not chicken.
We're talking about a chicken.
We're not talking about chicken nuggets. We're not talking about chicken nuggets.
We're on the same page. Then
okay. Who takes a nug on a walk around the block with the with select fuse? Okay. And I, you know what kind of nugs I'm talking about. Okay. Come on. Pick up what I'm putting down. Come on. You're better than that. But I've got a few stats here. But like I said, I've got one stat in particular, and I'm just going to, you guys know it's all or nothing with your boy Freddie D, but I've got one stat in particular as it pertains to this Cowboy Chiefs game tomorrow that
hey
could
guys,
be.
I think he's got one stat in particular.
One stat in particular that could be the determining factor. Okay?
I got a stat, Fred.
What's your stat?
Can I give him a stat right now?
I want to hear all the stats.
I'll give you one right now. This is a driving stat. Try to guess the last time the Cowboys lost at home to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I want to say it was 2017.
Wrong. You weren't even alive. 50 years ago, 5-0 in the last five home games against the Chiefs. And it's going to be 6-0 tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you feel that way, but we'll have, you know, there's a lot of radio left and a lot of time left before we get to that point. And of course, Blake and I will make our picks. We're not making our picks tonight because Blake and I are on tomorrow from 9 to 12:30 as part of the Specs Tailgate Show, and then of course we'll hand the broadcast baton off to the Super Bowl winning scout.
9 a.m.
I'm sorry, what?
9 a.m.
What did I
make sure? You just said 9 to 12:30, so that could be...
Yeah, because you think... had you not interrupted me, I was getting ready to tell people that the Specs Tailgate Show, and then we hand the broadcast baton off to the pregame show with the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo, who will be pulling an all-dayer along with Brian Broaddus tomorrow. So you'll have them for the pregame show, then obviously the game, and then the postgame show will be Chief and Brian Broaddus, and of course they'll do the halftime show as well. And yes, just in case you weren't sure of what time we're going to be on, it'll be 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in case there was any confusion out there in listener land as to what time this is going down tomorrow. I'm excited. I really, really am. This is Blake and I were at the Thanksgiving game last year. Who was that? Was that against the Giants last year?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, it was. Either Giants or Commanders.
I feel like it was the Giants game last year. And let's just go ahead and throw out another stat. Now, this stat I can tell you right now, I don't know, we don't have Degenerate Jake here with us as far as the betting lines, but I know, you know, Blake is creeping into degenerate territory with that sleeper app. The record for the most watched regular season football game in NFL history is 42 million with the Cowboys and Giants from 2022. Okay.
Getting broke tomorrow.
Here's the question I got for you, Blake. What do you think? I'm guessing probably around 45 to I think it's going to be somewhere in the range of 45 to 48 million tomorrow.
I agree. I think it's going to be upwards of 45 million because let's just think about it. Cowboys Chiefs, let's break it down in segments. Cowboys Chiefs alone is going to be 40 million pull. Then you got Thanksgiving, so there's another 2 million because no one else got anything else.
And there's nothing else going on.
And then you got another 2 million pump of just hardcore football fans of like there's playoff implications. So teams aside, like these are teams vying for the playoffs. Then let's add another 5 million because of the halftime show of Post Malone. So if this thing hit 50 million, I would not be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be either. Look, I think this is going to be – you're right. I forgot about the Post Malone halftime show. Now, real quick, I've got – like I said, we got Khaki Kevin here as well. The thing – now, you figure it's not the Super Bowl halftime show, right? With Super Bowl, I think it's like, what, 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes or something like that usually is how long
apparently, we actually got an email that this halftime will be 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got an email from Tim Collins that went from 12 minutes to 20 minutes tomorrow.
Which makes sense. I mean, it's Thanksgiving, so I that doesn't surprise me at all. What was our girl that did it last year? Was it Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll?
That is correct. Lainey Wilson and her cheetah pants and Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Got to be honest, underwhelmed last year by the halftime show. Okay, now again, I'm not a big country music fan, so that may have something to do with it. I mean, I'm sure she looks great in whatever outfit she had on, but again, the music, and I'm not a Jelly Roll fan. I'll be honest, I don't really understand the allure of Jelly Roll.
Didn't, What, and Tolo, you can help me out. What was the, when was Dolly Parton there in like a Cowboys cheerleader outfit? Was that a Thanksgiving? Was that 2 years ago?
No, it was 2 years ago because I was there at that one.
No, I thought Dolly came out last year, didn't she?
No, I'm pretty sure that was 2 years
ago. I thought she came out last year in like a cowboy uniform or something like that, or a cowboy cheerleader uniform. So
that was 2023.
Ah, tell you what, time flies, man. Holy mackerel. Dolly Parton's still alive, isn't she? 877-881-1053. 877-8. I think it's her husband that just died, actually. So wow. R.I.P. R.I.P. to Dolly Parton's husband, but she's
79
still,
years young.
That's, you know what? That's what it was. Her sister put out like a claim saying that she wasn't doing well, and then Dolly came back, clapped back, as the kids say, and said, no, I'm here. But that said, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, very underwhelming last year, at least in my estimation. But again, I'm not a country music fan, so take that for what it's worth. That said, now that we've got Post Malone playing tomorrow,
I'm hype.
I told CA when he and I talked about this on Sunday, look, I get it. He's probably going to play that Spider-Man song. I'm sure he's going to play a lot of his country music stuff as well. I'm not a big fan of the newer Post Malone stuff. All I ask, and I get it, he's going to play a medley, so you're only going to get a couple minutes of each song, if that. I just want to hear White Iverson. I will consider it a win tomorrow if we get White Iverson. I don't see how you can't play White Iverson if you're Post Malone tomorrow.
I need some of the throwbacks. I need the stuff that made him famous.
100%. I need some Stoney. We need some Stoney.
I want candy paint.
I mean,
I'm fine without candy paint, but I need some of the throwback songs in there. If he does only country music from like the last 3 years, I'm not going to know a bunch of the songs.
Yeah.
I think you got, when people think of Post Malone, that's great if he's created a new image, but people think of Stoney. People think of beer bongs and Bentleys.
Thank you.
They think of the old school stuff. So
now I would think,
I'm hoping he buys into that.
Now I think you will get wow, because he does mention Dak Prescott throwing a touchdown in that. There is a verse in there, so I'm guessing we should get wow at the very least.
What do we think the opener will be?
It's got to be White Iverson, dude. I'm telling you right now. And I told this to CA on Sunday. If he starts off with White Iverson, that arena, that AT&T is going to go bonkers.
I think he'll play Rockstar.
Oh, I see. I would have a problem with that. What about Congratulations? You think we'll get Congratulations?
Congratulations would be a good one.
Yeah.
Congratulations is a fantastic song, just celebrating. I just hope it's all of I Fall Apart. Okay, I Fall Apart probably won't work. That's a very
You can't play I Fall Apart. especially if they're getting beat. There's no way. Win or lose, if they're winning or losing, I don't care. You cannot play I Fall Apart. It's too sad. It's too melancholy. We're trying to pump the vibes in there. We cannot do I Fall Apart.
What about Go Flex? What about Go Flex?
I don't hate that. I don't know. That's a little bit of a deeper cut, I think. So, you know, I mean, the real posties will know that one. But I think Congratulations and White Iverson, I think, are probably your two. And then Wow, I think, would be the top three as far as. And then, of course, I'm sure the whatever Spider-Man song, which I don't know. I think my kids told me that one. But, again, I'm sure you'll have a lot of country music, which I don't know any of his country music songs. So
I don't either. I don't know any of his country music either, other than the one with Morgan Wallen.
I don't even know that song either. So we shall see, though. We shall see. Either way, it's going to be a lit game tomorrow. Look, we just want to have a good game. And like I said, we'll give our predictions tomorrow. Obviously, we know where Blake is going with his prediction, or at least he's starting to steer us in that direction. But again, we're on from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. tomorrow before we hand things off to Chiafalo and Brian Broadison. Of course, Sweet Willie C, a.k.a. Will Chambers, and C.A., a.k.a. the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold, you may know him from the Fan Jam fame, will kick things off on your broadcast Thanksgiving Day from 6 to 9, and then it'll be myself and the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott. All right, we have got a great show for you. It's Haiku Hump Day, boys and girls. It's a Haiku Hump Day show. We haven't even gotten to that part. We're burying the lead, but again, it's a huge day tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Topics are as follows for haikus, and they're very straightforward, ladies and gentlemen. Thanksgiving, duh, Chiefs Cowboys. Okay, we're not overthinking it. We're not going to get cute with this one. It's pretty straightforward. Thanksgiving and Cowboys Chiefs tomorrow. Those are your two topics. 575, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. You know how that goes down. All right, coming up, let me just lay out the show for you real quick. Blake will be here in about 15, 20 minutes, so the show will be complete once he's in person. We just mentioned it's going to be a haiku hump day type of day. That goes down at 9. 9:40. A little fair or foul at 8:40. Some NFL stack. We've got some audio. 9:20. We'll get into a little bit of Mavs after dark. Anthony Davis has spoken. He practiced today. He had some things to say about how he felt about Nico getting canned, as well as his thoughts on his names continuing to be thrown around in trade discussions, and so he had some interesting thoughts on that. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a Fan After Dark without a little Fatties on the Phone that's going down at 10:20. Shout out to our boy Diamond Mike, called in last night. The rest of you Jamokes, very disappointing. Left us hanging. So I expect a loud and proud 10:20, because, look, ain't none of y'all got work tomorrow. Maybe a handful of you do. Blake and I do, certainly. But, look, if you guys are out and about doing your thing, it used to be a big night Thanksgiving Eve. Not so much anymore, but if you're out and about, let us know what you got going on. Let us know what your Thanksgiving plans are. We want to hear from you. But when we come back, your boy dug up some stats. What is the one stat potentially that could be the difference in who wins and loses tomorrow's game? It might surprise you. I'll tell you who it is next. Don't go anywhere. That's Khaki Kevin. We've got Blake and Root. I'm Fred. This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And After Dark.
Welcome back into the
Look
Fan
who's
After
here.
Dark.
Wow.
I sped Roche. Sped Roche.
Sped Road.
Sped Road.
Sped Road.
Throughout Dallas and DFW, and I'm back. I'm back in the studios. I just sprinted from the parking lot so that my wind tunnel mic wasn't happening anymore. I've been on a mic all day. This is my third time in front of a mic, and I love every single one of you guys.
So, real quick, don't forget the Peace-a-thon auction goes all the way until 11 o'clock tonight. So, it's going to go on until Blake and I are off the air until 11 o'clock. So, make sure you go to 1053thefan.com/Peace-a-thon to get in some of the action. Like I said, the auction site's open, so there's still a lot of good stuff up there. And we will be taking your money all the way up until 11 o'clock. And like I said, shout out real quick to Corey and Kevin and Alec Medford. And our boy Derek Holland was there as well, and everybody from 105 through the Fan, and all the Tolos and Fatties and everybody else that stopped by today. They're doing the Lord's work over there, and it's for a wonderful cause, as always. So doing 12 hours, 13 hours of radio, whatever they did today, I mean, that is no small feat. So hats off to them. We were able to jump on for a little bit, talk some mess, because that's what we do here on Fan After Dark. And so, tease the show a little bit. They tried to get me to give them my Chiefs-Cowboys prediction. I said, tell you what, for $5,000, if somebody wants that, we're more than happy to do that. However, otherwise, you can tune in tomorrow from 9 to 12:30 and get Blake and I's picks for this Chiefs-Cowboys game. So we're excited about it, and you should be too. But once again, 1053thefan.com/Peace-a-thon. And that's Peace-a-thon, A-T-H-O-N. So make sure you guys go check that out. If there's, and like I said, there's a lot of good items still left on there. So go get you something. It's the holiday season. You can knock out two birds with one stone. A, it's for charity, so you're going to give it to a great cause. And whatever item you get, whether it's for you, a loved one, or whoever it might be, they will be happy with it as well.
The G-Bag Nation flag, how much do you think it's sold for?
$100.
$120.
Hey, where's my bell? Go ahead and ring it.
Waffle. This is a Whataburger party package raffle. $10 into that raffle. Okay. Okay. SMG Studio Movie Grill. Obviously, not the assault rifle or gun. Private screening. $450 is still out there. That's the top bid.
Okay.
There is the Edge Collector's Edition Intercontinental Championship. The top bid is $240 at that. Oh, here we go. Pair of lower-level Dallas Mavericks tickets. What do you think the top bid is right now? Lower-level Dallas Mavericks tickets.
This is
section 124, row S, seats 19 through 20 for the December 23rd, 2025 game against the Nuggets.
$1,100.
It's at 905 as a top bid.
Okay. It was at 900, and I know I want to say they got another pair donated, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh,
but
Mike Trout gold autographed baseball in the top bid is only $280? What are we doing, guys?
Well, you'll probably get hurt after you catch the ball. So,
In the booth with Chuck Morgan, what do you think that top bid is at right now? Four tickets to the Rangers game, parking pass, and visit to the PA booth with Chuck Morgan for one inning during the game.
$750.
Try 800 flat.
I'll tell you what.
This is the best one on here. This is the best one on here. Dinner with Brian Broaddus at Hurtado Barbecue. What do you think? It already sold. What do you think the winning bid was?
You're not wrong about that. Let's go with, I would pay $500 to hang out with Brian Broaddus.
Well, double it. $1,000 was the winning bid.
A grand. A cool G.
What about the three-time Hall of Famer? If you got to do a game with Chris Arnold, and the game says the game will be told mutually agreed by Chris, two lower bowl tickets and parking, behind-the-scenes tour and pregame show, and you get to hang out with Chris Arnold during the game.
$1,250.
Try $1,500.
Ayo.
See, I think we should have been on here.
Mm.
Blake and Fred... What would be our event, though? Like, CA's obviously...
Hanging out at the tattoo parlor.
Just hanging out at the gym.
Get tats with the Fan After Dark.
I think the gym would be good. I feel like we probably talk about the gym more than any other show.
I mean, we do.
Have a workout with... I don't know if you can say that.
I don't... But you and I have worked out together.
Let's say we already got our workout in. This isn't like our workout.
Oh, if we've already worked... I've already worked out...
This is just for the fans.
And we're just hanging out. Yeah. You know.
Talking ball, giving pointers.
I'd say a cool G. You know? I mean, I think it's, you know, 500 a pop.
We need to get Corey on that next year.
That's it. Next year, we're going to hang out at the gym. So, in case you guys are so inclined. Let's see. How did I bid for Peace-a-thon? This is from the 903. Just go onto the website. 105throughthefan.com/Peace-a-thon.
That is correct. And then you'll be able to bid on all the items. There are so many items on here. Paige Becker's authentic autographed jersey. Derek Lively jersey sign. Cooper Flag basketball cards. It's at $400. Harrison Barnes official NBA jersey. Micah Parsons jersey.
Okay.
Zach Martin. There's all kinds of stuff on here, guys. You there's no way you're gonna go on here and not find something you don't like. And also, it's Christmas time around the corner.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man. And for all the people, and we know a lot of folks have December birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you are upset.
This is a way to support a cause and get a Christmas gift.
This is it, man. Like I said, my son's birthday along with Cooper Flag, December 21st. So, you know, knock out two birds, one stone, folks. Get you a Christmas birthday and donate to a good cause.
What do you think
cause.
The difference of this are? We've got two World Series replica rings. One is Marcus Simeon's, one is Corey Seager's. What do you think the difference in price is?
I would say Corey's is probably a little more expensive now that Marcus is a New York Metropolitan. So it's a replica. So.
And Evan Carter's, Bruce Bochy's, and Josh Young's. I'll give you a hint. Four of the five are in the same price range, and then one is a lot more.
I would think Bochy's would be the most expensive.
Bochy's is $80 right now. That's a top bid. Josh Young's is $60. That's a top bid. Evan Carter's is $60. That's a top bid. Marcus Simeon's is $70. That's a top bid. So they're all in that same $60 to $80 range. Corey Seager's $360 right now.
Wow.
682 okay. Said just to hang out with y'all, I would get a fatty tatty on me.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I ain't mad at that. All right.
Okay. Dinner with Sean and RJ.
That's cold blooded from the 469. Hang out with Blake and Fred, including half a Whataburger. $10.
$10. That's more. Hey, that's $10 donated to my possibilities.
I think we're worth more than $10, and I'll tell you what.
At least 11.
I want at least a 20 spot, okay? I need at least 20 bones, all right? I'll tell you what else we could hang out to would be a coffee shop.
What, are we like coffee shop guys? I think because everything...
I am. I mean, I know I am.
I just feel like all of these are very specific to the guys. Like, Cowboys game.
We don't talk about coffee here on this,
not
this
that
show.
Much.
I mean, I do.
You do.
I do.
But it's got to be something for both of us.
Well, it's a day. Maybe we make it a day. A day with Fred and Blake. All right,
since
we start out the coffee shop.
We're a little bit smaller. We'll, you get a full day with us.
Pause.
You only
pause.
Well, like you get dinner with Sean
Speak
and RJ.
For yourself.
Dinner with Sean and RJ. Yeah. A Cowboys game. Like those are events. You get a full day with me and Fred.
Okay, here we go. From the 972. I'd put up 350 to hang with Fred, Blake, and Miss Face for content.
Ooh, wouldn't we all?
Now,
I actually saw her the other day.
Now, 350 may end up going to her just to hang out with us, but nonetheless.
Hey, do you mind?
Hey, look, we're trying to auction off something for a good cause. You want to hang around with us?
You may be part of it.
Be a good content opportunity for you.
How much
do you think about?
How much do you think the Sean and RJ dinner is going for tonight? Already sold.
$1,750.
$1,200 flat.
Okay. Okay.
You get to hang out with the full crew.
All right. That's
Ooh, dinner with KNC Masterpiece, though.
$1,500.
$1,560.
Wow. Where are they going at? Where are they eating at?
At Knife Steakhouse.
Okay.
As well as bonus swag. Meal dates will be mutually agreed by KNC and the auction winner.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
So we're seeing that KNC's got a little more pull than Sean and RJ.
Well, I mean, it is their event. It is their event. We'll go to if you want to hang out with Blake and I, we'll go to 413 Lounge in Louisville and eat all the macaroni and cheese.
I always like seeing the ones that have the guys in here to see pretty much what they're, it's like seeing what your value
what
is.
What is your value? And like I said, we didn't even get on there,
we
so we'll never know.
I guess we're zero.
Yeah, you know what? Are they scared?
Are they scared?
God forbid the night show outbid everybody else. Uh-oh. We'll never know. We'll never know.
KNC show for a day. They have two different packages, both sold for $1,400 to be on KNC for a day.
From the 412, 4 hours is enough of you two, LOL. That's fair.
That's fair.
You know what? That might be the truest thing. It's been texted all day. From the 309, next year you should auction off the opportunity to punch Mattress Mac in the face.
I don't think Mattress Mac.
I don't know that Mattress Mac would do that. Although, did you guys just see that he's actually going to have a movie made about him? I hope that we actually get the real story on how he got the nickname Mattress Mac.
Okay, this guy's feeling himself a little too
furniture.
Much. Do we really care? I mean, I think you might have a different opinion being from Houston. I could care less about a Mattress Mac movie. I mean, is he that much of an allure that we're watching a full movie about the guy?
I'm
taking 3 hours out of my time.
I mean, if you told me it was going to be on Tubi, would we be surprised?
On TikTok, sometimes they put movie clips and you go to the person's page and they have like part one, part two, part three. I would do that, like bored, but I'm not going on my remote and finding it throughout the streaming services.
I mean, I feel like outside of Houston, I don't know that anybody's going to care.
Nobody would care.
You know, I mean, I don't. Now I want to say he's from Dallas, though, originally.
I don't care about Mattress Mac.
Right? So maybe, I don't know, but.
1958, Jim Brown, rookie card, PSA 1. How much do you think it sold for?
I'm sorry, I was too busy looking at how much for a
Starkville,
experiment rhino
Mississippi
hang.
Is where he's from.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's where he's born, but I want to say he grew up in Dallas, though. I mean, he might have been born in Mississippi, but I want it because I think that's, well, and again, I've.
Okay. 1958, Jim Brown, rookie card, PSA 1. How much do you think it sold for? It's already been sold. I'll give you a hint, it's under 1,000.
What's this for?
It's a Jim Brown, the running back.
Yeah.
Rookie card, PSA 1.
A Jim Brown rookie card. That's got to be at least 10 grand.
$950.
Really? For a Jim Brown rookie card?
That was the winning bid, and enough people didn't jump on it.
Man, that's kind of wild.
It's a 1958 Topps Jim Brown number 62 PSA graded rookie card of the Hall of Fame running back.
From the 972, Mattress Mac actually shows up for the city of Houston, unlike Joel Osteen, LOL.
Mm.
So... there is that.
There's some really good stuff in here. I would have wanted to get on here. I think I might make a bid, too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm almost positive he grew up here in Dallas. From the 214, Mattress Mac has some solid Dallas connections. I don't remember if it's just a bunch of his families from here or if he was actually raised here, but he spent a bunch of money on various things across Dallas in the Catholic community. For example, Bishop Lynch's baseball field is named after him.
Yeah, he did move to Dallas.
There you go. So,
what would you pay for a Klay Thompson autograph mini basketball? Top bid right now.
Is Megan Thee Stallion on there as well?
I just see KT on there.
Couple hundred.
$170.
Yeah.
What about North or Texas Motor Speedway Dream Weekend where you get four premium tickets to 2026 NASCAR Race Weekend at Texas Motor Speedway, May 1 through 3rd in 2026, preferred parking passes for each day, four Sunday track passes, which allow holders to walk on the track and by the start line. How much do you think that's sold for?
Is this the Speedway?
Texas Motor Speedway. It's still out there.
300.
Top bid right now is 1250.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think about it. You're getting four tickets to a NASCAR event with parking, with VIP access.
Oh, okay. I missed the parking and VIP access part. You know,
Brookhaven Golf Club foursome.
300.
I think that's some interesting wording.
So you're well, foursome's when you got four people playing golf.
I know, but a golf club foursome?
I mean, that's pretty standard nomenclature for golfing.
Oh, okay. Mr. Golf Guy. Mr. Golf Guy. I go golfing every week now.
I've been
when
around enough.
Time you I mean, golfing? Do you even know what a 9-iron
do
is?
Do you think I need to go golfing to not know what a golf club foursome is and how it's pretty standard when you talk golf? When's the last time you golfed?
2 weeks ago.
You Lions SOB.
I went golfing in Atlanta.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's funny because I don't remember you mentioning that because I asked you specifically, what'd you do while you were there? And golfing didn't come up one time.
Yeah, because I don't want to tip my hand too much.
Whatever, bro. You don't even know how to golf.
You don't got no putting game. I can tell. Too aggressive.
Maybe I am.
Probably got a good driver. No finesse on the greens.
I have no finesse really in any part of my golf game.
You're just going to say in life.
Well, that's not far off either. You're not far off either. Can I read my stat, by the way, before you came and hijacked my segment?
8:38.
I'll tell you what we're up against. I'll tell you what. I've got shout out. Okay. Point on all that is 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. Go get you something.
If you don't, you're banned.
I'll tell you what, if you do purchase or put a bid in, let us know. Text into the program. We will let you know or we'll love you up on the air. All right, coming up next, let's get into some stats from this Cowboys-Chiefs game tomorrow. Again, these two teams are a little bit more evenly matched than I think people realize. Again, last 6-7 years notwithstanding. But again, this one stat that I think could be the difference in tomorrow's game, we'll discuss that more next. Don't go anywhere. Blake, Khaki, Kevin, Fred here on 105.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Yeah, I was watching the KU game, Blake.
I asked if there was any good sports on.
Oh, I thought you said, are there sports on?
I know, good like, sports. Well,
yeah,
good sports.
I mean, it's all college basketball right now.
So that's it? That's the only thing that's on right now?
On Wednesday night, yeah.
No Stars, no Rangers?
Stars put BTA last night.
Yeah,
they did. The Rangers.
Yeah, the Stars
Rangers,
put BTA
Rangers are playing tonight.
Last night.
They're playing a split
squad
scrimmage.
You got some NBA games on.
Again, I'm just going off of what? I had the KU game on. And then
Knicks beat the Hornets.
Okay, you going to continue to read games that no one cares about, or do you want me to get into this Chiefs-Cowboys stuff that's actually pertinent to what we're talking about
Grizzlies
here on
the
no
Pelicans?
No one cares.
I don't think those fans care.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody. I mean, what I feel bad for people that have to do sports talk in New Orleans right now. Could you imagine having to do sports talk in New Orleans? The Saints are trash.
Pelicans are even more trash.
And although I will say the UNO, University of New Orleans basketball team, who has Master P as their general manager, is like 3-1 to start the season.
What's another New Orleans team?
I want to say they got a double-A baseball team, but I'm guessing they're not playing right now. Well, you got Tulane is in New Orleans.
There you go. They're probably only talking Tulane right now.
How much Tulane can you actually talk?
Right.
You know, now I saw real quick,
fighting waves,
and I hope this isn't true, and I don't think it is because I haven't. I've only found one clown on Twitter who said that Drew Mestermaker is going to opt out. Now, I have a hard time believing.
Yeah, no, that was fake. That was a bot account.
That was a ball sack.
Yeah,
okay.
That
was just making sure.
Stars do play tonight, 8 o'clock.
Who are they playing?
Kraken.
The Kraken is that? But that game's in Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that game. Well, it's already started at 8.
Okay.
Wait, no. Okay. So it'll be on at 10 o'clock our time. Wait, 10 o'clock our time?
It's showing me mountain time for some reason.
Okay, so 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock our time if it's 8 o'clock mountain. So in 12. Puck drop in 12 minutes.
I do have some.
The skate off in 12 minutes.
Someone asked, what time does the bidding close? 11:59. I think it's 11:59.
No, it's 11 p.
11 p.
11 p. I'm just going off of what Corey. Look, Corey Majors said. If Corey Majors says 11 p, by God, that's what time it is. Okay.
Somebody said, please promote the golf simulator package I just donated. That's from Justin at Tailgate USA.
There
go get on that. Fred, so cool. Both of our sons had the same birthday.
I did he say both of our sons or both of your sons? So I thought he said both of your sons.
You have two sons.
Well, he was because I mentioned that Cooper Flagg.
Oh.
Has that birthday as well.
When did you do that? Where was I?
You were probably engrossed in how much
you said it out loud.
I mean, how do you think? What, you think some guy just read my mind and tweeted it in? You know,
how much texted it in? So okay, here's the text of the night. How much for a spearmint rhino hangout with Fred and Blake?
I mean, 500.
What about Ojos Locos with Blake and Fred?
See, I would think Spearmint Rhino would be a little bit more fun.
500 to hit the club with Fred, drunk Brian, and Blake. See, I like that. They know you because they didn't say drunk Fred.
No, they know. They know better. They know better. I mean, somebody's got to drive.
What about?
I'll be the designated driver.
Colorado, Denver. City of Colorado and state of Denver.
How much are you talking about? Just how much money that would?
No, just with going with y'all.
Confused.
I'm walk me through what that means exactly.
Just trying to do a callback.
You just want Blake to say that over and over again for
no, just trying to give a callback.
Am I just standing there just Colorado Denver?
Colorado Denver for a cool grand, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I tried to get him $5,000 for us to give our Chiefs Cowboys predictions, but that's gonna go down at 9 AM between 9 AM and 12:30 PM tomorrow as part of the Specs Tailgate Show.
How about
show.
A bid on Cowboys Super Bowl tickets?
They haven't printed them out yet, so, I mean, if you want to go ahead and spot somebody on that. By the way, we will be taking 5% of any auction items between 8 and 11, so I let Corey Majors know that, so that is that has been established. Here's my stat for tomorrow's game that could be the difference, all right?
Patrick Mahomes is hurt?
No.
Okay.
That's not a stat. That would just be a fact, right? Or that would just, I mean, he is dealing with a groin, but they said he'll be a full participant. Come on, you know 1-5's playing tomorrow. But the Chiefs have the second most red zone trips in the National Football League at 47. Indianapolis has the most at 48. They were 1 of 6 in the red zone this past week against the Indianapolis Colts. Otherwise, that game would not have been near as close as it was. That said, the Chiefs are only converting 60% of their red zone opportunities into touchdowns, all right? The Cowboys, meanwhile, are converting 62% of their red zone attempts into touchdowns, right? So they're very similar offensively, and we'll get into some of these offensive stats. These two teams are very, very similar when it comes to the way they go about their offense. Now, obviously, defense has been a much different deal. Now, I get it. You've got a tale of two defenses, essentially. You've got, you know, the last two games versus what the rest of the season looked like. And so your Dallas Cowboys right now defensively are still at the bottom of the league in a lot of categories. Overall defense, you know, somewhere in that 27 to 32 range. the last two games, notwithstanding, even though, like I said, their rushing defense has obviously been bolstered quite a bit. That said, that Cowboys defense is 30th in the NFL in giving up red zone touchdowns, okay? 69% of the time they give up a red zone touchdown, okay? Last week, Philadelphia, 3-3, all right? Now, granted, they didn't get back into the red zone, all right, in the last, you know, 2.5 quarters, all right? So, but I think we can all agree, Pat Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, a little bit different trajectory there as far as overall quarterback play. So,
whose offense do you think is playing better right now, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Oh, the Chiefs.
Okay.
I mean, look, the Chiefs are all, I mean, look, let's just for some, when we look at this Chiefs offense right now, okay, right now they have they are fifth in overall yards.
I think what, the Cowboys are first, 387?
Right,
are you saying yards per game or overall?
Overall, okay. Right now, the Chiefs have the fifth best offense in the National Football League. They're also first in the NFL in first downs. They have the second most passing yards in the NFL. The only team that has more?
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, 100 yards. Dak Prescott has 100 yards more passing. Or excuse me, the team has 100 yards. I forgot our boy Joe Milton did get in a few games ago. Was that against the Cardinals,
I think that was.
But yeah, so the Cowboys have 2,935 yards passing on the season. The Kansas City Chiefs have 2,000.
Wow. While Fred is recalibrating himself.
I'm so used to saying you're Dallas Cowboys. The Kansas City Chiefs have 2,835. Meanwhile, 18 touchdowns for the Chiefs versus 7 interceptions, whereas boy Dak has 23 touchdowns to only, I think, 4 interceptions on the year.
And I think a big part of this game is going to be how the teams come out. The Chiefs,
that's gonna be huge.
The Chiefs have not been a good first quarter team, nor a good
not in the
first
last five
half
games.
Team.
No.
So this is where the Chiefs rank in the first half as far as scoring points. They are 16th in the NFL, so middle of the road, 11.6 points per first halves. Try to guess what the Dallas Cowboys rank in the NFL for just the first half.
I mean, they've been great in the first half. They really have. I mean, I would think they're in the top five.
They are number 3 overall at 15.9, so we'll just call it 16 points per half. So they're scoring points. The only teams better than them, the Indianapolis Colts, who the Chiefs just beat, and the Seattle Seahawks, who are averaging 18 points for every first half. Now, when you look at the second half of things, that's where the tides start to change, if you will. Where do you think the Kansas City Chiefs rank in the second half as far as scoring? So they were at 11.6 first half, middle of the road, average NFL team as far as scoring in the first half.
I mean, they got to be a top three they got to be top five. I mean, they're averaging 25 points a game. So what, that's 2 touchdowns. I would say 13, 14, somewhere in there.
They are sixth in the NFL, just outside the top five at 13.3, the Kansas City Chiefs are. So obviously a much better second half team. So the Dallas Cowboys cannot get, you know, rest on their laurels that they're up, 17-14, 17-10 at half, and think the game's over, obviously, with Mahomes at quarterback. Speaking of the second half, staying on the same topic, where do the Dallas Cowboys rank? I said the Chiefs ranked 6, right outside the top 5 at 13.3. Where do the Cowboys fall?
Well, Cowboys got to be top 2 or 3. I mean, they're averaging almost 30 points a game.
They are number 9 in the league. They're actually behind the Chiefs at 12.6.
Okay.
So
they're averaging, what, 17 points in the first half, 12 in the second, give or take?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they are the Cowboys more of a first-half team, the Chiefs more of a second-half team, if we're just looking at scoring points per game divided by those halves. Now, obviously, if we started looking at just like the last couple weeks and all this stuff, it factored different points. But I think you're going to see the Cowboys lead early, and I think you're going to see the Chiefs bring it back. And I think it is going to come down to the end. My question to you is, and I don't know, and you're more than welcome to sway me. I don't know what type of game this is going to be as far as, I said it yesterday, I could very much see this being a 21-17 run the ball field goal game. I could also see this being a high scoring game where Dak and the offense has been electric all season.
Yeah.
And Mahomes knows it's a big game and he's throwing it all over the yard and the Cowboys defense kind of goes back to middle of the road. I could very much see both games. I could see both teams mid to high 30s, or I could see this game being 21-17 and it's a field goal game and teams are running the ball. Which one do you lean more towards? Because I don't know.
I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I really, really do. I think it's a short week. You've got two defenses that are beat the hell up after last. I mean, We already know that it was a physical game against Philly on Sunday.
Cowboys gave it their all, too.
No, like, I mean, look, the Cowboys left everything on the field, right? I mean, and you know, the one thing that we hear time and time again is, you know, it takes a lot of energy. You know, it's one thing when it's a nip-tuck type of game, but when you've got to come back from 21 down and play the way they did, and look, I'm not taking anything away from them, but then at the same time, you've got a Chiefs defense that, laid it out against Indianapolis, and I thought Nate Newton pointed it out great. I mean, you got two teams that are up against it, back against the wall, so you've got two defenses that are beat the hell up after Sunday, and you got two offenses that are two of the top 10 offenses in the National Football League, right?
I mean, the Cowboys have been clicking. The Chiefs are starting to get back on that clicking.
I mean, look, the Chiefs have been – I mean, look, make no mistake about it. I mean, since Rashee Rice came back, all right, I mean, you know, I mean, hell, he went for a $1.40 after and, only and with 15 yards in the first half,
right? And most of that
was
in the second half. So,
you know, in crunch time, and, you know, the thing – tomorrow, I'll tell you what, and one other thing, and I'll tell you what, two players to look out for who also could have huge games tomorrow as well, because these teams don't play against that position very well.
We'll tell
you who that is next. That's Blake. I'm Fred. That's Khaki Kevin. Lots more to get to here on Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.